I commented earlier there was some snowdrops out. In our garden there are snowdrops and crocuses coming out. There are still little bits of snow that haven't completely melted away. Anywhere where the sun hasn't been able to reach. But this is the first day, seems like for months, that I've been able to go out without like a coat. Just wearing a little hoodie and a t-shirt. It's warm. It's very warm. Said that I've been getting a lot of my audiobook stuff from archive.org. Now, if you haven't ever explored that place, it's really worth doing. They have lots of video, audio, live concert recordings. If you're into the Grateful Dead, you'd love it there, I think. Scanned copies of books and other literature, and everything is in the public domain. I've been finding a lot of great old movies there, from like Charlie Chaplin stuff to Night of the Living Dead and lots of other great stuff. I love old movies. I love, not ashamed to say, I love bad old movies too. And there's a lot of stuff on there. It's really worth looking around, and there's stuff arriving all the time. Getting my breath back a bit. Another place I've been frequenting just recently is Grooveshark. Grooveshark.com. Fantastic streaming music site. I don't know why I haven't come across it before, because it's really good. I used to use Bluebeat.com a lot, and they had music on. They had music on demand. You could listen to entire albums. And unfortunately, they got in a little bit of trouble. You may have heard about this. They were offering downloads of music for, you know, a price, and but this price happened to be cheaper than like iTunes and a lot of the other places. And things reached a head when they started offering, they started advertising. They were offering Beatles songs, EMI. We're not happy about that, and they, I guess, exerted some pressure on them, and they closed for a few days. Some of us thought they were gone for good, but they came back, but they had had to change the way they operate a bit. And don't get me wrong, it's still a good site. You can build what they call crates, which are like playlists of stuff, but it's not, you can't listen to stuff on demand anymore. But Grooveshark you can. I guess it's a slightly different model. I've been enjoying that. I've put together some playlists. One of the things I've done is to put together what I've called a Best of British playlist, a collection of some of my favourite stuff from British acts. And the idea is that I think I want to make a bit of a series of it, and sort of add it as a companion to my blog, An Englishman in New Jersey, and see if people